Good morning. As Easter approaches, I'm sure that there will be many screenings of Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ. Today, I would like to join other critics in condemning this film. Leon Wieseltier charges that the movie is a profoundly brutalizing experience. Children must be protected from it. This film makes no quarrel with the pain that it excitedly inflicts. It is a repulsive, masochistic fantasy, a sacred snuff film. William Safire condemns the movie as the bloodiest, most brutal example of sustained sadism ever presented on the screen. Gibson's Jesus loses the blood of 30 men and dies the death of 20. Is this a very perverse way for Gibson to indicate the near divinity of Jesus? This may also be the most anti-Semitic gospel film ever made. Following some unfortunate New Testament leads, Gibson portrays the Jewish leaders as really nasty villains. Gibson defends himself against the charge of anti-Semitism, claiming that this is what the gospel report. But is his version the correct interpretation? Is it true that all those Jews who welcomed Jesus to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday had suddenly turned against him? There are at least 20 scenes in the movie that do not appear in the New Testament. Among them are the demon children of an ever-present Satan who hounds Judas, the high priest bribing people to come to Jesus' trial, and the supremely sadistic and superfluous raven pecking out the eye of the unrepentant thief. Scholars have traced most of these extra scenes to the visions of Anne Catherine Emmerich, who Gibson says supplied me with stuff I never would have thought of. Gibson considers her a saint and wears one of her relics. In Emmerich's visions, the high priest appears as one who is in league with Satan. And for Emmerich, the defining feature of the Jews are their long noses. The more bent the nose, the more evil the Jew. When Gibson says that he doesn't consider Emmerich to be anti-Semitic, he really is clearly admitting that he doesn't have a clue about what hatred of Jews is all about. I hope someone told Gibson about the Denver pastor Maurice Gordon, who placed Jews Killed Lord Jesus on his church's marquee the day the movie opened last year. Mainline church groups protested the sign, and it soon came down. But the anti-Semitism continued. On Friday, March 5th, spray-painted swastikas appeared on a synagogue in Denver, and some Denver Jews were afraid to attend Purim services on Saturday. But the Denver community turned out in force on Sunday, and within hours, the signs of hate were erased. Gibson's father was an anti-Semite and a Holocaust denier. In an interview with Peggy Noonan, she had this to ask of his son. "The Holocaust happened, right?" His response was, "Of course, atrocities happened. War is horrible. The Second World War killed tens of millions of people. Some of them were Jews in concentration camps. In the Ukraine, several million starved to death between 1932 and 1933. Jewish leaders were shocked at this response. They were amazed that Gibson could not understand, as one said, the difference between dying in a famine and people being cremated solely for what they are. The Reverend Billy Graham has praised the movie as being completely authentic and a lifetime of sermons in one movie. Can we seriously believe that Graham has focused on the scourging of Christ in all of these long years of preaching and not his healings and messages of universal love? Sexual pornography separates the physical act from the context of love, and Gibson's religious pornography debases the Christian message in exactly the same way." This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, wishing you a good day.